You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Why didn't they laugh?
You suck!
That's not funny.
Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin, and I take a look at my comedy after shows, and I analyze it, and then I let you guys, you know, listen in. I finally cracked the code of a joke I was working on about dogs seeing each other. I've been inspired by this year's election coverage because I feel like people are seeing differences in one another that are not there, that I think that we have been fragmented and split apart, and there's some real spiritual problems happening in America right now. And I want us to be more like dogs. So I've been because I don't like ranting on stage because it's preachy and people don't pay money to see someone do that. So I like to make it a metaphor about other stuff. So I have been talking about dogs. Here's a joke I've been working on in the past, but I finally got the ending. Check this out.
And then, like, I love how they see other dogs. They're so excited to see another dog. We don't have that anymore. When we see another person, we're just like, headphones. You know? It's like, oh, more of us. Like, dogs are just walking. They're like, no way! Bro, there's another dog! And he just starts pulling, and I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm a little scared, but I'm also excited. I don't know what's going to happen, but there's another one of me over there. I got to get over there. I got to see what's up. And the other dog's like the same way. He's like, no way. And then they meet, and they're just like, hoo, hoo. It's like, dude, I can't believe this is happening to us. And the other one's like, me too. And he's like, turn it around. Let me smell that dick. Let me see where you've been. And he's like, shh, oh, you got that oak tree. You're the guy that got that oak tree. That's a good score, man. And I think we need to be more like that, you know? And that's why I'm facing a lot of legal problems right now.
Yeah, it's that legal problems part is my new addition to that. Because I've learned that people like self-deprecating. I know that sounds obvious, but sometimes I forget that people don't realize that I'm always mocking myself. Like, at what point am I not? But sometimes I will, like, get in a zone where I'm like, I forget to make fun of myself, but I just perceive myself as such a buffoon that I thought that's obvious. Because I was doing tweets during the debate, and the biggest tweet I had was the one that said, what is Hillary Clinton, me? She just bombed a joke and still plugged her website and tried to sell merch. And that got a lot of retweets because it was like, I guess it was self-deprecating, because some of my other jokes were way funnier, I thought. But that one, I think people like it when you kind of dig at yourself a little bit. There's some other ones I wanted to show you guys here. Which one's this? Oh, this one. So okay, the debates will heal our nation. Here is a bit that will only work like right now, so I'm just going to play it.
People overthink our problems. You know, I'm not, like, the political environment just got mad. Doesn't it feel like our country just needs to get laid? Like, the whole country. You ever, like, you're married or a long relationship, you're just fighting, and you don't know what you're fighting about, and you're just like, but how dare you, and you're just like, just fuck, you know, just get it over with, and then you don't care anymore, you're like, it's good, we're all good, this country just needs to fuck itself, you know, because we love each other as a nation, but for some reason we got this sexual tension. How great would it be if the debate was just Trump pounding on Hillary? And they're just like, oh, it's like, finally, there's cum everywhere. And the nation heals. The nation heals.
I mean, that room is very mixed on all levels. That was Dallas. I don't know if you know about Dallas, but, I mean, you got your white hillbillies. You got your white rich oil people, you got your white hipsters, you got your black, you know, ghetto gold teeth, you got your black students, you got your black, you got your Hispanic this, it's everything you can imagine. And when I see people just unite and then afterwards be like, that was great. And they like have a glow where they're not looking at other people's differences. They're looking like they're going to smell some dicks. And it really is frustrating me that online there's been a giant con that has convinced people that there's differences that aren't there. That's why I announced recently that I am running for U.S. president this year. I'm going to pull up what I'm going to promise you people, because I don't want to vote for either of them. And I also don't want to not vote. I was going to do that. And then, you know, a bunch of my buddies were like, you're being a dick. And I'm like, why? They're like, just participate. So I'm like, all right, I will. And I will vote for myself because I trust myself. So this is my campaign pledge. If I'm president, I would, number one, I'd release all nonviolent drug offenders from prison. First thing I would do. I don't know why they didn't talk about that on stage. There's people serving life prisons for marijuana smoking, but yet they want to talk about Donald Trump's feelings and Hillary Clinton's husband. It's a joke. Number two, I would turn the prisons into rehab facilities, and I'd let the employees work as flower farmers to bring back the bee population. Yeah, I'm just throwing that out there. Number three, I would outdrink Putin in vodka shots, and I'd do it in front of his generals, and that would make him beta male to me in Russian culture, even though he could kill me. But if I outdrink him, he would be my bitch. Number four, I would never discriminate against any religion from entering America, but I would openly discuss radical Islam using the term radical Islam, just like I would call the KKK radical Christianity. This fear that the left will just refuse to ever acknowledge that, you know, there's a sect of Islam that wants to kill us is kind of weird. Number five, I would not build a wall between America and Mexico because those crafty, sneaky little fuckers could easily dig under it. Number six, I would push scientists to figure out how we could turn our giant fat asses into renewable energy. That's how I would combat global warming, is I would use the power from our fat asses. Number seven, I would tell the military they could have two less bombers, just two. That's $4 billion. And with that money, I would pay mothers 2 years maternity leave whenever they had a newborn child. That would make children less fucking awful, and it would close the wage gap between men and women. Number eight, I would make sex sanctuaries every few miles where people can bang it out to calm down and not be dicks to everyone. Number nine, I would actually increase the price of EpiPens just to piss off my friend Kevin Hickerson. Number 10, I would make a yearly dictionary that scholars, activists, linguists, everyone had to agree on the definition of words so that no one can just redefine words online the rest of the year. They have to admit they're dickheads. Number 11, I would instigate a dickhead tax where if you break number 10, your Wi-Fi costs more. Like, literally, your Wi-Fi goes up if you start redefining terms. Number 12, the First Lady and I would release one sex tape a year for transparency and to throw a real sexy vibe out there. That's it. Everything else is up to you. Vote Benjamin 2016, because don't be a dick, America. I'm with us. That's where I'm at. Yeah, but I mean, it is a great escape, this presidency. It's a great escape. It's the Kardashians with nuclear weapons. And but it divides people, and I think social media does that because it is a room full of mirrors. I was having an argument with people on a Facebook post that I'm sure I agree with most of their thoughts. I just, you know how everyone's saying that Trump is racist? Well, so the left is racist as well. And then people are like, well, you can't be racist against white people. I don't think people know how ironically hilarious that sentence is? You can't participate in a discussion about racism because you're white. What would you know, white guy? Bill Burr couldn't boil it down to that tight of an irony. Like that, like, I'm not, did that nigger call me racist? It's like a perfect joke. Where you have this group of people that there's a lot of white people out there that would love to get on board any social progress. You know, if people are being dicks, white people would love to help. But unfortunately, a lot of people are now throwing up race barriers to white people. just like the right will say, like, bad, we're going to take guns away from the bad guys. And that's almost like a nudge, nudge, like black dudes. But the left, want to know what they're starting to call white people? Trump supporters. I've never been a Trump supporter in my life, ever once, never would be. But I've been called that so many times lately because I just won't kiss the ring of hypocrisy. And they're like, oh, Trump supporter. I'm like, that's a slur now. Like, you call a white person a Trump. And listen, if a black guy wants to, I understand that a lot of people don't, like, white people may not understand racism, what it's like to be a black man in America, but we do have our own perspective. And sometimes an outside perspective is very valuable, or knowledge of history. That's also valuable. This one person of color, not even sure what they were. I thought they were Sicilian, but it turns out they were black. Everyone's jumping on the black train. And they were talking about, they're like, yeah, well, they used to say that black people were 3/5 of a citizen. And I'm like, yeah, and I'm glad they did that. That was great. And they're like, well, are you a Trump supporter? I'm like, do you not know what the 3/5 compromise was? Of course not. Because no one learns things now. They just talk. The 3/5 compromise was an abolitionist move to limit the South's position in Congress. The South wanted slaves to count as a whole person, one. So let's say you had 500,000 slaves. You wanted that to be your population, and that gives you more seats in the House of Representatives. And the North said no. 3/5. They wanted none. They said, you cannot count slaves in your voting because you will keep, because they were trying to vote down slavery without a war. And the 3/5 compromise was the best they could do to make slaves not count as seats in Congress. So it was actually something to take pride in, that was Northern white people desperately trying to free black people. And it's those type of outside perspectives that people may want to know about. But unfortunately, the lines are being drawn in the sand, except in comedy clubs and in podcasts, long form. You know, I've never gotten an angry email from this podcast. Never. I've gotten, you know, I don't get floods of emails. It's not like Rogan or anything, but I get a good amount of emails, and most of them are very thoughtful. I've been criticized, but I've never gotten hate. And I think it's because the format is conducive to thoughts. And I don't think that humans are bad or evil or separated as everyone thinks they are. And online, I know for a fact that people are paid to say crazy shit on Twitter. People are paid to do half-truth arguments. That's like a job now. And unfortunately, I'm not famous enough to get off social media. I need to do that to sell tickets. Where am I? Oh, next week, I think I'm in Cleveland Improv. Come to that. Hugepianist.com. Oh, and we just sent out Case Closed Beers Open. What are they called? Coasters. We made them out of a few different types of wood. We have yellow birch. We have cedar. They're really cool looking. We have some ash, and we cut the trees ourselves, and we got this really cool custom branding thing, and I sanded them down and put poly on them. But when we sent them out, we actually lost money on it. Like, on my website, hugepianist.com, you can buy us a beer, a 12-pack, or a case, and it's $6, 12 bucks, or $30. And a lot of times people were just doing that to be cool. And then I was like, no, we're going to hook you guys up. So, you know, it was six. If you bought us a case, we'll send you six coasters and a 12-pack, three coasters, and one beer, one coaster. And it was great until I saw how much shipping costs. And we lost money on that. But I honored it. I sent out hundreds of coasters all over the world, and I still want to. So we're going to set up a new button where it's just there's a little bit extra for shipping, especially in England. And I love my English listeners, my Brits. So keep supporting. You can still buy us beers if you want, but the coasters will be different buttons. But they're sick. I wish I could just give them to you. I really do. But shipping is a bitch because I can just make them in my garage. And my brother and I have so much fun doing it. So it'll be probably, I don't know, $5 for a coaster, 10 for two, and 15 for four. That'll cover it. So that'll be on the website. This podcast is sponsored by Harry's. I don't know if you've ever woken up and thought, you know, I gotta start this day a little different than yesterday. I've been that way quite a bit, where I'm like, what's wrong with me? I gotta try harder. Wanna know what you can do? Shave. Harry sent me this awesome pack. Like, they'll send it right to your door. And it's like, there's blades, and the blades are awesome, and they're made by Germans, and they're like really precise. There's moisturizing shaving cream that smells amazing. It smells like success and a new start to your day. I'm not reading this, by the way. This is just how I'm remembering my experience. I don't shave every morning, but when I do, I use Harry's. That's harrys.com. That's harrys.com. And use my code LAUGH, L-A-U-G-H, and you get $5 off. Harry's starter set is called the Truman. Great present. It's a great option for new customers. And there's an amazing deal. For just $15, you get a razor handle, moisturizing shaving cream, and three of Harry's five-blade German-engineered razors. Plus, there's a special offer that I just said, $5 off. I don't know if you did the math, but that's a 33% discount just for listening to this show. And if you've ever used Harry's or known anyone who has, it's legit. I would not be endorsing it if I didn't think that you would be like, oh, this is awesome. So stop compromising on your shave. Get started with Harry's. It's weird it's called Harry's. It should be called Smoothies because it gets rid of your Harry's. But it's not spelled like hair. It's spelled like Harry, like Harold, except with a Y. Harry's, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com. What else did I want to talk about today? I announced I'm running for president. That's pretty big. There's another clip I wanted to show you. What else do we got here? Oh, wait a minute. What is this? How about you? I think I'm ranting. I don't even know what this is. I don't think they laugh, though.
People point out problems without solutions. So we're starting to get a troll culture. It's like, no, it's bad. Like, so what's your solution? Like, not bad. How about you be for something and not against something? Like, find what you're for. Like, this is what I'm into. Not what you don't like. And that's why I don't like bumper stickers. Because you can't say anything back. It's the ultimate power dick move. Like, if someone says this stuff to me, I can, like, have a conversation. You know, I can learn things, they can learn stuff, but that's a mic drop. You know, it's just war is not the answer. And I'm just, like, sitting there curious. I'm like, then what's the answer? Tell me, Prius. Tell me what you figured out. Tell me what you know that our whole civilization just doesn't know.
You see where I'm getting at there? Because I think we got to start using... I'm all about being for things now. It's all about being for stuff. Like, I love that shit. It's like, what do you like? That's why I'm running for president. Because I don't want to just keep making fun of these people. They're doing the best. You know, we have... two felons running for president. Both have committed horrible war crimes and business crimes and, you know, just absolutely disgusting human beings, both of them. So I want to step up and be like, hey, guys, the reason you should vote for me is because half the population doesn't hate me and I don't say crazy shit or lie all the time. So... this is going to be a shorter one because I've been doing two podcasts a week now because I like to do South Park episodes. And South Park is on tonight, so I'll be doing another bonus one for Friday because South Park is my church, yo. South Park is my church. South Park is my church. I was going to play you guys a little music, but Couldn't figure out how to make the mic work. What else? Make sure you subscribe, comment, share this, because this is all I got these days, guys. And I'm not saying that in a bad way. I got great shit happening. I got family, got money in the bank, got freedom, got health. But Hollywood is closing ranks big time. Every show has to be so fucking intense now. And it'll come back, but I'm just not really doing much out there. So my only connection to you guys is podcasting and making videos myself. And to be honest, if I had done that this whole time, I'd probably be in a better place. Because I get more people coming out to shows from this podcast and from Case Closed Beers Open than I do from... I've done Leno 9 times. I've done Fallon. I've had 3 specials. No one gives a shit. You got to get in that pipeline. You got to pick a side. You got to say, this is who my enemy is, and this is who my people are. Because it's like every race except for white people has their people, you know, where Aziz can be like, what's up? I'm brown. Where are my brown people at? And everyone's like, yeah, we're brown. He's like, there's so much racism in the world, even though I make fucking $30 million a year. And everyone's like, yeah, you're so sad because you're brown. And white people, if they do that, they're dicks. Like, I would never want to do that. Like, my wife was like, well, you know, you're white, roll with that. I'm like, you know, white pride hasn't really gone well in the past. And to be honest, I don't like being around those people. Like, if I start talking about, like, how fired up I am that I'm white, I'm going to attract a bunch of complete psychopaths to shows. I'm more of like a everyone is equal guy. You remember like what it was supposed to be like? That we're all equal? That we all should have equal rights and we should all just hang out? Yeah, that's not really the vibe these days. Now it's lines are being drawn in the sand. Or no, what's that song? There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Yeah, that's from that song. It's a good song. 60s remind me a lot of now, except back then they had balls to actually commit violence. You know, people were getting fucked up. Now it's just tweets, retweets. I guess that's better. It's a bloodless civil war. It's the troll wars. The troll wars of 2016, where people look like they just witnessed a murder, but no one got shot. How dare you? People get shot. Yeah, not really. Not compared to the before. Not compared to before. Or even my childhood. Actually, this last month was the first time murders have went up in America since 1977. So maybe we are on the rise for some bad shit. All I know is it's not. If I sit on my porch, there's peace. If I go online, there is chaos. So I try to stay offline. The flip phone thing didn't work. I don't know. I feel bad admitting that, but let me tell you something about trying to switch to a flip phone, ladies and gentlemen. You can't. And want to know why? It's not what you think. It's not because you can't. You need to be connected. It's because no one knows where the fuck anything is. I did 2 days on a flip phone. And if you go into a gas station or a store or a maitre d' and you say, how do I get to the nearest Whole Foods? Or how do I get to this address? They look at you and say, check your phone. And since I travel for a living, I absolutely can't do that because no one knows anything. In my mind, I'm like, oh, I'm going to like talk to the locals and always be like, oh, hey, locals, where's the Best Buy? And they'd be like, oh, young man, you go down 3 clicks and you take a right where old grandpa Snarls is making cookies. And you'll see a tree, and the tree doesn't look like the other trees, and then you know you're there. No, that's not it. It's like, Google it, bitch. I'm like, I'm not your bitch, bitch. All right, so hugepianist.com, if you want to pick up some of those coasters, support my brother and I and my wife, or if you just want to support, that's easy too. Just buy us a beer, a 12-pack, or a case, because we have a new case coming out this week. The case of the 100,000 missing steps. Oh, yeah. Oh, snap. And I'm a little fried right now. I don't know if you can tell because Walter is teething. And he just screamed for 5 straight hours. Yes. Give it up for weaving your dick inside instead of pulling it out. All right. Write a review. Email me at whydidn'tthelaugh@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter, Owen Benjamin. Facebook, Owen Benjamin Comedy. Like that shit. Let me know what you think. I love feedback. And if you did buy the coasters, tell me what you think. I love hearing from you because I don't like to be alone in a hall of mirrors. I love you all so much. Stay hydrated. Love.
Hey, what up, peeps? It's Jessie Mae Peluso here to tell you about my podcast, The Sharp Tongue, heard each week right here on the Sideshow Network. Every episode is a slice of my life as a touring comedian, and I'm bringing you my favorite funny and interesting friends to talk about whatever is on our minds. I talk about road stories, I talk about horror movies, music, putting fingers in buttholes. Everything you ever want to talk about is right here. It's A Sharp Tongue with me, Jessie Mae Peluso, every week on iTunes and the Sideshow Network. Download, rate, and subscribe, and tell a friend to check us out, because we need validation. And by we, I mean me. I'm alone here in the studio.